The S&P 500 is up this morning. NASDAQ is up. Market's trying to regain footing after a losing session yesterday. Let's get more on your money from David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. Is this going to be a good day, Dave?
Bob, every day on this side of the grass or this side of the snow, it's a good day. And I have to compliment you. Not too many people could wear a gray cable knit sweater against this gray Chicago steely background with the look of the frozen river behind you as well as you do. So I just want to compliment you on your fashion this morning. You look
you
fantastic.
Have a new fashion segment on your Saturday morning show.
Yeah, now. Fashion, leisure, and travel. Where it's sponsored by Bob Surratt and Marianne. It's Bob, yeah. And cooking with Marianne.
Yeah. Listen, I know you've talked about this before, about how Americans have all this credit card debt.
Yeah.
But is this something new? Is something different going on?
No, it's just accumulating, and it's getting worse. And numbers came out. They were expecting euphoria set in the market in November. When the November numbers came out showing that consumers slowed down on their spending when mortgage interest rates hit 8 in October. And the Fed chair came out, Fed Chair Powell, in December, stated that he expected to cut rates 3 times this year. He said it last year, but for this year. And then there were some experts out there running around with their pants off and their underpants on fire saying, oh, yeah, we're going to see 6 to 8 rate cuts. And, the numbers came out earlier this week, and consumers are still spending money on things they don't need with money they don't have. And the interest rates went back up, and now there are some experts cautious about if we're going to see a rate cut in March, which is what all the experts were predicting at the end of last year. Now it's a 50-50 bet that that's going to happen. So it's frustrating, Bob. 56 million Americans have debt on their credit cards for at least a year, which is up from all previous years. Credit card balances now total $1.08 trillion, according to the latest quarterly report by the New York Federal Reserve. And here's something that's scary. Over the past 2 years, American credit card balances have skyrocketed 40%. And it's not sustainable, Bob. It's scary.
Credit card interest rates are at an all-time high, something like 20.74%. Correct me here, if the Fed keeps cutting rates, won't those rates go down?
Yeah, well, when the Fed starts cutting rates, the Fed basically put a stop on the 16-month runaway jailbreak interest rates that we went from, I believe, 3.25 up to where we're at now at 8.5. Right. So, I mean, the short term interest rates have doubled over the past almost in March. He started in March 2 years ago. So it's been a rough 24 months or a rough 22 months. And the average credit card balance for listeners is $6,088. The average credit card interest rate for our listeners is, like you said, 20.74%. So rounded up to 21% based upon those numbers, Bob. If our listeners just paid the minimum payments on those credit cards, it would take them 17 years to pay it off, and they will have accumulated $9,000 of interest on the $6,000 worth of debt. So that debt's costing them $15,000. So it's another one to throw another log on the horrible story here. 53% of Americans have less than $500 saved to cover emergencies. And I'll just give you an example. We went to Jamaica with my wife's family for the holidays. My daughter thought she had you hurt her leg, right? So we went to, on Christmas Day, Bob, on my birthday, Christmas Day, right? You go to emergency care in Jamaica. So right there, that's 3 G's as soon as you get in the cab, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So 5 hours later, if you've ever been to emergency care in Negril, Jamaica, right, expect to have credit cards that you have limits on or availability, $3,400. It was like going to a veterinarian, right? Like, okay, yeah, this is what we need. We need a credit card, right? Or you could put your daughter down, right? It's one of those type things that go, okay, here, boom. Then literally half hour later, we need to do blood test work. We need a credit card, $300 more. Oh, she needs this test.
Is she okay? Oh,
she's fine. Yeah, she was dehydrated. So it cost me $4,000 to learn that my daughter was dehydrated, right? I'm like, she said she hurt her leg. She hurt her ankle a couple days ago. I go, is it still attached to your body? She goes, yeah. I'm like, you're fine. Put some ice on it. You're all right.
Buy her one of those Stanley water bottle deals.
I'm just going to buy her a bubble.
Dehydrated.
Right? So yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I fortunately had the money set aside in an emergency fund. Okay? And if you don't have that money and you have a medical emergency like we thought we had, right? Of course you're going to run your daughter to the hospital, okay? I mean, you know, you don't mess around with something, especially in a third world country like that, like Jamaica. Of course you're going to do it. And I asked the lady, I go, what happens if I didn't have availability on my credit card? Oh, well, we'd call the car for you and take it to the public service, the public aid hospital in Montego Bay, right? I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, great. So... Mm-hmm. But 53% of Americans, Bob, don't have $500. You blow a tire on these wonderful streets we have here in Chicago, right? The tire's going to run you $500. You might blow a rim. That could cost you another $400. And you're going to need a front-end alignment after you flat-bottom your car out in that hole that you could lose a small kid in, right? So there's like $1,500. What are you going to do? You need your car. Right? Of course you're going to open up a credit card in order to take care of it if you don't have the money to pay for it. So no. We're in a bad hurt.
You need to put aside money for emergencies, and nobody does that anymore.
Nobody's got the money to do that, Bob. It's scary out there. So we are on the brink of something bad if these rates don't come down and if our listeners don't stop spending money on things they don't need with money they don't have. Okay, and when that stops, we'll get back to some type of normalcy.
David Hochberg on the radio here Saturday morning, and besides travel and fashion, what will you be covering this weekend?
We're going to be talking about how I'm offering 10 listeners, the first 10 listeners, one-on-one counseling. If you've been turned down for a mortgage because of your credit or would like to secure a mortgage and you're afraid of your credit or your credit's been challenged or damaged in the past, the first 10 listeners that call me at 855-56-DAVID or send me an email at 56david.com, we're going to one-on-one coaching from me. If it takes 3, 6, 9, 12 months, whatever it takes, I will get your credit into a position to where you will qualify for a home. Now, I can't control how much money you make or the down payment, but your credit will not be. There are three factors on buying a home: credit, income, and assets. I will work with you to take care of the credit part so you can be in a position to buy a home. Or a lot of our listeners, Bob, can't refinance because they're credit challenged or their credit got blown up for whatever reason. They got divorced and the spouse threw a torpedo in. The first 10 listeners that call me will work. I will work with you personally over the next 3, 6, 9, 12 months, however long it takes until your credit's in a position to where it's on solid ground. 855-56-DAVID or send me an email or go to our website, 56david.com.
Saturday morning after Mr. Fix-It at 10 here on WGN. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Bob. Take care, buddy.